I would love to talk about creating a more accessible Canadian publishing industry. There are so many different things we can do. I could probably talk about this for hours. So I think the first and most accessible step for organizations would be resource sharing. So if you build something and it is helpful to you, chances are it's going to be very helpful, to another group or to an individual. So I would love to see more resource sharing in the industry so that we are not creating more silos and so that we as creators and publishing professionals don't have to then go back and reinvent the wheel. So I think that's step one. Don't be so protective of these resources. It can really help folks to know where to go if they're looking for accessible venues, if they know where to go if they want to make their website equipped with screen readers, or they want to find different ways to adapt. I think another thing organizations can do, and I believe I wrote a really short blog post on this around how to remove barriers from your hiring process. So who are the folks that we're letting in the door to even apply for these jobs, and who are we cutting off immediately? And so that whole idea of do we value education over experience, and how do they weigh next to each other? For myself, I do not have an MFA, but I am doing all of these things that the world told me I needed to have an MFA in order to do. And so, of course, I have a ton of experience because I've always inserted myself into a particular space and I said, hey, I want to learn how to do this, so let's go. So I think if we can remove some of the barriers around hiring, I think we'll get in a whole new pool of people who say, oh, okay, so my experience is transferable, So I think that would be huge. So I know when I look at postings, before I share them with students who I know are looking for a position in publishing, I read through it and I say, are there barriers here? Does this job require a person to have a driver's license? Okay, so someone who lives, in a city like myself, where having a car is not really necessary, we can walk everywhere. The bus is right out front of my house. So, am I creating a barrier for that person by putting that as a requirement? And what were to happen if I could just remove that? So, how flexible are your hiring requirements versus, it would be nice if you have this? And can you move things to different categories? Now, the same could be said around the idea of having a particular degree. Can we make flexibilities in some of these areas? And I think when we look at an accessible CanLit in that way and removing these barriers, again, it just opens the floodgates. Who's in and who's out is something we're always discussing. And also, who's held a particular role for too long? Who needs to step back and let someone else in that seat? I think I would love to see the industry do more of that. Step back, step down. Step out of the room if you need to.